Okay, we're in Perakei Dalav Hilchos Machalos Asuros. Now the Rambam is going to deal with halachas of shiurim. In fact, this parak and next parak deal with shiurim. Shiurim obviously have a very, very big part in halacha. For instance, the idea of kezias and things of that nature. And of course, that's why it belongs in Machalos Asuros. So the Rambam's going to go through all those details as follows. In halacha Aleph, he says, Kol Yisrei Ma'achalo Shabbat Torah Shi'uram B'Kazayas Beinoni. Right now, I'm not going to get into the academic discussion of what an olive size is. But basically, any prohibition of consumption that's an Isur D'Oraisa, the shear is an average size olive. Bein Lamakos, Bein Lakaras, Bein Lamisa B'Shemayim. Regardless of what the punishment is, that's the shear. Ugvar B'Yonor Shikol Mechuyav Karis Amisa B'Shemayim Al Ma'achal Loke. And the Rambam was explained before that anyone who's Chayav Karis Amisa B'Shemayim, which again are not punishments given over by man, but by God, that person would get malchus as a result if they consumed the kezias amount. Halacha be'ezu shir zeh in kol shirin, the shir of kezias along with all other measurements are halacha l'moshe m'sinahim. They're axiomatic, meaning it's impossible to come up with a rational reason why, per se, an olive. V'asr min ha'tar lecha kol shehu midav asr. Now, nonetheless, it is asr, it's an isur d'oraisa, to eat any amount of, let's say, something that's asr. There's not to be a kezias, Alva ina loke al kazayis, but kazayis is the minimum shear that a person would get makas for. They have al kolshu pachas bikashir makas on makas martyrs. But if a person decides to be clever and always have less than a kazayis, he would get rabbinical makas. Now this kazayis shamarnu chutz mishal ben ishinayim. So it would not include any food that's stuck between your teeth. Aval mashal ben achanichayim, but anything that's stuck in your gums mitstarif l'mashal bala would be included in the assessment of kazayis, shere nene grona mikazayis, because ultimately your palate, your throat, is benefiting from a kazayis amount of food. Afilo achal kechati kazayis, even if a person ate half a kazayis, vikio, and vomited that out, v'chazor v'achal oso chati zayis atzmo sheheki, and he goes ahead and actually ingests that chati zayis that he vomited, that's a kazayis. Shein achiyav ela al anas agarom bikazayis midavar aser, because the iser is to benefit, is to not just consume in its entirety, but to benefit on your palate, a complete kazayas of iser. So it could actually be the same chati kazayas twice. Look at Dalit. Now kazayas chaylev on avelo pigol and dosar achiyot zibhen. Right. So let's say you take a kazayas of fat, of aser fat, shinichu b'chama, you leave it out in the sun, right? V'nismai. Then what happens? Basically, it becomes smaller as a result of being out in the sun, which makes it less than a kazayas ochlo pate. Okay, meaning we don't go by the original, we go by its present. However, let's say I took that same piece of shrunken chaylev and I put it in the rain, the nisbach, right? Chayav in alev karas amakos. I would be chayav in karas amakos. It returns back to being kazayas. Chayav pachos mi kazayas ubetchila, the nisbach, the amon akazayas, aser bein lokenala. Let's say it started off, let's say the piece was actually small in kazayas to begin with, and then became the size of a kazayas. In that case, you'd be over an iser, but you wouldn't get makos for that. We know that when it comes to the Isurin we discussed, the way they don't relate to each other, they don't combine with each other to form a kazayas, except for chusiv basar nevela im basar trefa. So except for nevela, which is an animal that's not shechted properly, can be combined together with an animal that's mortally wounded. The Isurin nazir should yizbar bim kaman. We'll see about Isurin nazir much later. Vechameshas minei tzvua vekimchin shalahem. Right, and when it comes to the five different types of grains, along with their flours and their doughs, hakol mitzarif in the kazayas. Right, they actually, even though they're different kinds of grain, let's say barley and wheat, they could still be mitzarif together for kazayas. Bein le'isrucham mitzvah pesach, bein le'isruchadish lifnei omer, bein le'isurim ma'aser sheinu trumos. It doesn't matter which particular iser, chametz or chadash, etc. You can be mitzarif together different grains to form a kazayas. Halacha vav yearly. The Rambam assumes that anything that you're chayev to take truma from, okay, or meiser, okay, can also be mitzvah together in tevel, meaning if it's different species, neishu shame echa, because it's one shame. So even though if I have oranges and apples, lahabdil, so since they both have the shame tevel, that's how they can mitzvah together. Holomazedome, what's this like? The nevelos are short, nevelos are sen, nevelos are tzvi, shehim mitzvah for the kazayas kumash miyarder. Just like by nevela, different animals that are subject to nevela can be combined together for a kazayas, so too different kinds of produce, as an example, an achayev and truma can also be combined together for kazayas of tem. Okay, Halacha Zayin, ha'okel achila gedola midavar aser. Okay, let's say someone eats a large amount from that which is aser. So someone went ahead and had a Big Mac in America, right? So they be chayiv only on, in words, even though they have, let's say, 10 kazaisins worth of the Big Mac, ultimately they only get one malchus. Okay. However, let's say you had two witnesses watching this person eat a Big Mac. And for every bite, let's assume each bite of kazayas, they give him asra, they warn him. So they say, bite number one, don't do it. Bite number two, don't do it, right? Chayev al kol hasra v'asra, v'alpi shi'achil achas v'lhivsik. So he'd be chayev for each kazayas, right? Even though, even though he's eating the entirety, it would be a discrete kazayas per biting off of the burger. Okay, lachachas. Now, ha'ochol kis'ora kichardal, me'echad mikol ma'achol asasurim. Let's say someone eats a mustard seed amount from something that's asur, v'shoham me'at, and he waits a little bit, the chazar v'achal kachardal, and then eats another mustard seed size, obviously very small. V'chein at shehishlem kezayis. So what he does is he takes a little bite, waits, takes a little bite, waits, and then finally gets up to the kezayis. Be mishogu be mideizin, im shom et chila bat sov kdei achila shol shbeitz them. As long as the amount of time is the amount of time it takes to eat three eggs or less, then you start off a kol. It's considered one act of eating. V'ayu chayav kare, so makos akorban kamosh achal kezayis v'asachas. So he get all the requisite punishments because it's as if he ate it in one fell swoop. They mishal yeser mizeh mitchil batzo. But if the amount of time it took to eat all those chardals was more than achila shalosh beitzim, then afi shalosh shav benin el achal kichardal achar chardal hov lo hishem kazayis ela b'yeser mechdei achilas pras. That's the famous term. Since it took him longer than that period of time, which is called kdei achilas pras, ain't a mistar for the putter. We don't mistar if the mustard seeds together, and therefore he's putter from the onish. Not only by eating, halacha test, v'chein ha-shoser v'yishol stam yina matmat. Let's say I drink yayin yesech little by little. Stam yina matmat. O shehimcha es ha-chametz ha-pesach. Or let's say, I took a chametz and made it into a liquid on Pesach. O es ha-chelev, or chelev, u'gemal matmat. And I drank it, I sipped it slowly. O sheshasem in adam matmat. Or let's say I drank blood, drop by drop. All right? Im shal mitchila v'atzof, so as long as in the amount of time, in the sips, it took for the amount of time to drink a revius, then it's mitzarev. If not, then they would not be combined together and they would be considered a less than a kazayas drinkings of whatever you're drinking. Halacha yud. Now, kol ochlin ha'asurin, eino chayev aleim achi ochol osam derech hana. Now, this is a critical principle. Anything that's usher to consume, you're only the isser of consumption is only one that's done derech hana. You have to be able to benefit, to gain pleasure, to be satisfied by the achila. Except for chutzi basar b'chala b'kilai kerem, the vishin lo nemar b'hen achila ela hotzi iser achilasam b'lashon acheres, b'lashon bishol, b'lashon hekdesh, leser osan, afilo shol k'derech hana. So kilayim and basar b'chala are excluded because the Torah doesn't say there's an iser achila by them. For instance, when it comes to basar b'chala, it doesn't say don't eat it, it says lo savasho k'di b'chalev imam. So therefore, even if it's not derech hana, you'd still be over the eser. So those who are excluded. However, when it comes to the other ones, as he's going to explain right now, Allah Ya Ketzad, Hare Shehimcha Sachela Vegamo, Kujucham, Acha Nichva Garono Mimeno. Okay? Osha Acha Chelev Chai. So for instance, let's say I liquefy fat and I swallowed it, when I swallowed it, it was so hot that essentially it was burning my throat. Or I ate raw fat. Osha Iyo Dvar Marim. Let's say I mixed together very bitter substances, going rosh or la'ana, l'soch yai nesek, and I mix it into yai nesek, making yai nesek very difficult to drink. Also kadeir shal nevela, v'alchem kashem marin, or I mix it into a pot of nevela, but it's so like bitter and difficult to eat. Osh achal ochal asar achar sheyisriach, the hivish, right? Or let's say I ate something after rotted or spoiled, the batam ochal adam, and a person would never eat it. Harei zeh patur. In such cases, you'd be patur. But of course, if I mix something bitter into a pot of basar b'chalav, for example, then, which makes it very difficult to eat, nonetheless, I'd still be chayiv if I ate it, because that's the exception explained in the previous halacha. Halacha yibayz. Now, ochal ma'achal mi'ma'achal sasuris derech schok o kemisaseg. Let's say someone, this has to do with kavana. Let's assume someone ate a piece of nevela as like a joke, or as a dare, whatever. Right, even though his intention wasn't to actually benefit, so to speak, from the iser, by definition, he's enjoying it, he's satisfied from it. Chayev, That's important. You can't say there's no such thing as achila below kavana. However, okay, if a person is forced to go ahead and enjoy the food against his will, which I know sounds like a contradiction, okay, if he's intending to benefit from it, it's aser, but if not, it's mutter. So that would be the one exception. Now, if someone eats something that's aser because he's starving, okay, he's still chayav. But let's say he's wandering the desert, and he's got nothing else to eat except for this nevela. Why? Obviously, so of course, the kadafashos is going to win out. Okay, halacha yudalid, the famous halacha, ubara sheheiricha machal aser. So when a pregnant woman smells something that's aser, it could go basar kodesh or basar chazer. Let's say she smells ham. Okay, machilin osa minamara. Okay, so let's say it's a ham soup. So she should be given some of the soup part. Okay, in this yashra daita muta, if she's relaxed as a result of it, good to go. Then lav ma'achilin osa pachos mikashir. If not, you give her less than the sheer amount. Then lotus this yashra daita. Let's say she's not, her mind isn't settled after eating the little bit you gave her. Ma'achilin osa, you keep feeding her that which is usher, ach tishasha daita, until she's basically in a better state of mind. Not so too. Let's say a sick person, when they smell vinegar, for instance, that's usher. Right. So let's assume that again, it awakes his soul, so to speak, which in some ways making him feel better. The same thing applies to him as would apply to the pregnant woman. Okay. Now, misha achzo bulmus. Okay. Let's say someone is just completely ravishing hungry. Okay. Now, in this case, we're dealing with someone who medically we're saying is in like, if he doesn't eat, he's going to die. Okay. Not quite Sakana Safashos, though, but it's this like idea of like they're just overcome by this insane hunger. So you give him food until you see that his eyes clear up. And you don't go around looking for kosher food. Whatever's nearby, you give him. But nonetheless, you give him that which is more, I'd say, makel and isser first. So, for instance, if you had something that's asa midorban and asa midoraisa in front of you give him the isser dorbanan thing first. Im heiru enav dio. So, if his eyes light up again, it's good. Then la machlino so achamor. And if not, then you can go ahead and switch over to, let's say, in this instance, the isser doraisa. So, what's a case like this? Alach yitzayin ketzad. Hayilafaneinu tevel nevela. Right. So, let's say you have in front of you tevel and nevela. Okay, tevel meaning fruit that you haven't mafir truma yet, and nevela is an animal that wasn't shechted properly. Machlin also nevela tchila shetevel misa. Give the guy nevela first, because by tevel you get misa for consuming it. Nevela usviche shvias. Okay, let's say you have nevela and sviche shvias. We'll get to what those specifically are later. But basically, it's fruits that grow on their own during shvias. Machlin also sviche shvias. Right, you give him the svichin. She's throwing midirbe sorb because that's his rabbanan. Kumo she's bar bilchos shmita. Tevel shvias. Let's say you have tevel versus shvias. Machlin also shvias. Tevel truma, im yeshal attack in a tevel. Let's say you have tevel versus truma, and you cannot make the tevel good. Machlin oso tevel, sheno kadesh katruma, because tevel doesn't have the same kedusha status as truma. So these are obviously just some examples, but the point is that a person is supposed to go ahead and assess and figure out which one of them is more lenient and try to go with that one first. Okay, lachir ches. Kvar, yeah, go ahead, Ron.
On the tevel and truma, which is the bigger punishment?
They're both the same. Okay. What the Rambam's trying to, what he's trying to get at is that, like, what do you do when it's even? You know what I mean? So, okay, and also, to be fair, okay, while the Rambam, and this comes from the Gemara, there's a certain, obviously there's a high level of expectation here for a person to be able to do that, right? I mean, think about it. If you're in a situation where you feel like someone's in a real emergency, it's very difficult, it's very challenging to imagine to stop and try to assess in your refrigerator, okay, well, this is like, this is, or this is that, or that. You know what I mean? Like, it's a very hard thing to assess. Also, today, we don't really have the same lines that they did when it comes to Sakana Safashos. In fact, I'd argue today, and I'm not going to wade into politics, but I'd argue today, we're much more, and I'm not saying it's a bad thing, if anything, it's a good thing, we're much more quick to the trigger when it comes to Sakana Safashos. Much more so. I think the recent pandemic really exposed that to be the case, but we're much more, again, not a question of good or bad, much more machmir when it comes to Sakana Safashos. Okay, lachir ches. Now, kvar bi'arnu, she'en iser chal al iser. Okay, so going back to a principle we saw a long time ago, that you can't have an iser, okay, when there's already a present Isser taking place, like another Isser, Ella imayushen isurin barnik achas, only if the two come together as one, o shehaya Isser mosif o Isser kolal, or if it's if the Isser produces another Isser, or if it's an inclusive Isser. However, levika, ish ocho kazayis echa b'loka lav chamesh malkios. But however, there's a case that could exist where a person eats one kazayis and gets five malkios. Who shehisru bo b'chamishi isurin shishkatsu bo. That's a case where a person is warned. Emerges. It has to be the case where he got sasra. He's warned for each one. How does this happen? Ketzad could go in tameh. Let's say someone is tameh. She'achol kizayis chelev. Okay, he eats a kizayis size of chelev. She nosar mina mukdashim. That's leftover. Nosar is the iser of that which is leftover from that which is that's mukdash and that's hukdash from the mikdash. The yom kippurim on yom kippur. So first, he gets malchus for eating chelev. Umishum ochel nosar, and one for eating nosar. Remember, there's one kazayis he ate. Umishum ochel yom kippurim, because he's interested, he's eating on yom kippur. Umishum tameh shachal kodesh, and because of tameh person, some of the status of tameh eating hektesh. And finally, umishum nan amina hektesh, right? Umal, and also he was over the isra of me'ila. So here you have one kazayis equaling five separate malchus, for those who like to work out these scenarios. Yeah, go ahead, Ron.
So this is only if he got hasra for malchus, right?
He got a straw for each one. In other words, like
for malchus, though, because like eating on Yom Kippurim is kares,
right?
So
right,
he would have had to have gotten
that's correct
hasra for malchus,
sure. Right? But you have to realize what happens here. The Edom go up to the guy and be like, "Listen, if you have that kazayis, here are the five prohibitions you will violate." Okay, you know what I mean? Like,
but they also have to tell him that he's going to get malchus for it.
For sure. Yeah. Absolutely. So I, between you and I and recording, I don't think it'll ever get past the first or second warning. You know what I mean? Like, but whatever. Okay. Halacha yates. The lama chal kan isar lizer. But why here? Okay. In that case. Okay. How does it work? Shebehima zuhi chelba asar b'achilo mutar b'ana. Okay. So the chelev of this animal, it's asar to eat it, but it's mutar to benefit from it. Hikdisha, once it becomes hektish, nasar chelba b'haniya. Now the chilev is usr and hana. When we talk shenosa bo isr hana, right? Since there's the isr hana becomes it's like an additional isr. Nosa b'lav isr kachim, right? Along with that comes the isr of hektish of meat that's consecrated for mikdash. That dainai chilev is a mutter legavo of asal hejev. But at that point, the chilev was still mutter, so to speak, to God, an usr for regular person. Nase nosar, once it becomes nosar, meaning leftover. From a korban, mitoksha nosapo isr legavoa netzer ledger. Once that isr gavoa gets attached to it, right? That's an addition to the isr hedger. The ochel hazeh hayam mutter bebasar behema basar bechalva, right? And someone eats this would be allowed to eat the meat of it, but not the chilev. Mitzma, once that guy becomes usr, netzer afib sar, not even the meat's usr, nosavlo isr ala chilev. That's another isr additional. Ba yom kippurim, now yom kippurim comes, and what does it do? Kolol kolol ochlin. It brings all the foods together to equate them. Reduction nesar af bechulin, and since even non-hektish food is asar yom kippur, no safi suru bechilev zeh. Another issue is attached to the chilev. V'chein chol v'yotze bezeh. So there, obviously, you can come up with lots of other fun scenarios of when this would be asar. Okay, we'll stop here, and we will pick up Perek Tesvav tomorrow.